this morning. A little series called On the Shore. Say it with me. On the. And if you're here for the first time, this is how we do church. If you'll talk back with me and look at the screen, let's just talk a little bit. We'll learn something, and that's going to be fun today. Let's go with the message. This little series called On the Shore. On the Shore. Things happen on the shore. Amen? It's a great place to be. I love to go to the beach. I love to walk down that beach. I love having events at the beach. I love living near water. I love when I'm in my pickup truck driving over this bridge and that bridge and here and there, and seeing water everywhere, and the birds that it brings and the life that it brings. I love the sunshine. You understand? Love all that. Riding a bike when I cycle, I love that. Boom. A lot of times I'll stop on a bridge. Why? Because I can. And I just take it in. Amen? That's why I like cycling. I can just stop anytime I want to. Amen? On the shore, a lot of good things happen. Met a lot of people here in Englewood, South Florida, along the shore. Let's talk about it today. Jesus Christ meeting people. The boat you're in. Say that with me. The boat what? That's where Jesus meets you. He meets you. The boat you're in. That's where He meets you right there. You don't have to get in some fancy boat. He'll get in your boat. You hearing me today? He'll meet you right there. Let's talk about it. Letting Jesus take you from where you are to where you can be. But you got to meet Him. You can't play at it. You can't think I met Him. Well, Mama went, and went. I've been in church all my life, but it doesn't sound like you met Him to me. Amen? Well, I did this, and I did that, and I'm this. And well, I don't know if you ever met Him. He'll change your life. Jesus Christ will change your life. You hearing me today? Come on. Jesus meeting people. From that time, Jesus began to preach after His baptism. John the Baptist. He began to preach and to say it with me, repent. Come on, church, one more time. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand. And Jesus walking by the sea, what? Sure. I guess He did do this, didn't He? Of Galilee. The funny thing about the Sea of Galilee, they call it the Sea of Galilee. But many of us have been there. I used to take trips all the time to the Holy Land. Sea of Galilee is about 6 miles wide and 13 miles long. That's all it is. That's it. 6 miles wide and 13 miles long. If you call something a sea over here in the United States, well, I live by the sea, and your little lake was 6 by 13, we'd be thinking you're smoking something. You hearing me? You live in a lake. You live in a pond. You understand? Say. But, actually, it was called the Sea of Galilee. The Jordan River, which is one of the only freshwater sources in the Holy Land, in Israel, in Syria, in that area through there, it's one of the only sources of water in Jordan, of fresh water that flows through there. It flows into the Sea of Galilee at the top. And it flows through the Sea of Galilee and flows out the other end. And that's their fresh water. That's why a lot of that fighting is over there. That's why Syria wants the Golan Heights. It's all about the what? The water. And so, you know, it might not be as big as some folk got. But I tell you what, if that's your fresh water source, and that's where you can go and fish, and that's where you can go and relax, you'll call it a sea too. Amen? Say. Now, they have the Mediterranean Sea off to the side. They sure do. But it seems like more things happen around the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee, the water flows out of the Sea of Galilee, goes on down, ends up in the dead what? And it doesn't flow out anymore. Dead Sea, nothing flows out. Everything dies. Salty. Okay? So He's along the Sea of Galilee, along the shore, and He saw two brothers, Simon and Peter. Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, and they were casting a net into the sea, into the what? The Sea of Galilee, or the Lake Gennesaret, okay? Or Lake Kinnereth, they call it. Different names. For they were what? Fishers. And he said unto them, say that last part with me, follow, and I will make you fishers of what? That's crazy. Can you imagine you throwing the net out like that, and some guy kooky comes up and says that to you? And he's got a reputation. He's dressed in such a way, and his reputation is that he's a rabbi. He's a different-looking kind of rabbi, though, than what you'd be used to seeing maybe down in Jerusalem. Most people didn't give a whole lot of rip for the people that lived. The Jewish people, everything centered around Jerusalem. They didn't care a lot for those people that hung out by the shore. They weren't very spiritual in that part of the country. That's sort of what I hear when I go over there and some of these teachers teach us. But Jesus, He took time for people along the what? Say. Oh, yeah. And here He's a rabbi. A little different looking rabbi. And He's telling these dudes, hey, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And I can not only imagine what they were thinking. Keep looking. And if you think through the situation yourself, you think that God so loved you, He gave His one and only Son for you, and He called you to be His child, He loves you. If you think it through, that's sort of kooky too, isn't it? Say that He would love me. It's crazy, isn't it? Say, church, yes or no? No place for pride. There's a place for appreciation and gratitude that God like that would care for us like that. Amen. Come on. And they straightway left their nets and followed Him. That's the dumbest thing right there. What are you doing? Some guy says something to you and you just drop everything, your job, and you leave? It's crazy. And going on from there, He saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And He called them. I don't think their daddy must have been that happy about it. My gosh, they're just with the guys. And they immediately left the ship and their father. Bye, Dad. Crazy, ain't it? Did you know really that's what Jesus requires? You to leave sister, brother, father, mother, follow me. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. You see what I'm saying? But so often, we don't ever have that abundant life of knowing what Christ really is like and working in our life because we keep playing church. Are y'all hearing me or not? Well, you'll quit playing church or you'll get out of church when the crap hits the fan. You listening or not? But if you have a real relationship with Christ, no matter what hits the fan, you can make it. Y'all hearing me today? I'm trying to talk to you. What was His message? Repent. Repent. Turn around from where you're at. Turn around and follow me. Stop doing what you're doing and follow me. I have a new life for you. That was His message. From that time, Jesus began to preach repentance. Say that with me. Turn around. I'm here. The beautiful thing about repentance, when you turn, and you turn your life and you turn around to God, He's right here. Listen, when you turn around, you don't have to crawl on glass to get to Him. You don't have to go through all kinds of classes to get to Jesus. When you repent, He's right there. And He'll take you and He'll lead you. We have a great God. Won't you see your God like that? And He's the King of heaven. He has on His vesture and His thigh, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, King of kings and Lord of lords. You know what? When the King speaks, we're to listen. Yes or no? When the King says, turn around, you ought to turn around. When the King says, follow me, you ought to get out of the boat that belongs to your daddy and start walking. Amen? That's what they did. I don't even know if they knew what they were doing. Probably not. The boat you're in. The shore. That's where Jesus meets people. They were over here doing this, and boom, there's a boat over here, and that's where He meets people. So His message was, repent, follow me. Reality. That's where Jesus met them. In reality. And Jesus walking by the seashore, He called these guys. He met them in their real world. Keep moving, Raj. Okay? We already read that. Okay? We've seen that. Jesus meets people, say it with me, in the what? Can you help me now, guys? I mean, I feel like I'm the only one awake here. Maybe it's just my mind. But help me here now. He met them where? In the what? In the real world. Okay? Where people really live. So much of us in the church, we don't live in the real world. We get together, have a little Bible studies, and I'm all for Bible studies. I'm all for that. But do you ever get out and meet people? Say, you listening to me or not? With a passion. Going out. Well, I can't because they do such and such. Well, then I guess they'll just go to hell because of you. Are you listening? Say. Meet people. Go to the real world. That's where Jesus went. It's okay. I love it. One of my favorite hangouts is Beef O'Brady's. Do you know that? I love sports. Well, you're a preacher. You're not supposed to love sports. Well, I don't know who told you that. I love that. I love people can stop by my table, hang out with me, pull up a chair. I'm not trying to make myself some great guy, but I'm just saying, at Fellowship Church, we believe in putting a hat on your head, a shirt on your body, and getting out somewhere and going and doing something. Amen? Where's Goldie at? What'd I tell Goldie today when you walked in? She's got on that Team Fellowship shirt looking like $1 million. I said, hey, after you get done, you go to Publix or Walmart. You go somewhere with that shirt on. Get out there in the real world. This isn't a holy huddle. We're not a football team in a holy huddle. What do you see when you're looking at a football team in a holy huddle? You only see their what? The church needs to see more than our what? Excuse me. They need to see that we care, about them, that we go where they go. Are you listening today? Along the shore. I don't go to the beach because the girls don't have much clothes on. Well, that's true. That's pretty much why I do go. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's the real world that I live in. I'm terrible. I'm sorry. No, I'm in shock like you are sometimes. Amen. Come on. Listen, real world. People aren't quite as spiritual along the shore. Have you noticed or not? Say, this ain't Iowa. You see what I'm saying? Or Rockingham, where I'm from. Well, you can long for that or move back. Or you can live in the real world and meet people right here. You hearing me today? They were fishermen. That's who they were. They were basically the worst of the worst. I mean, fishermen are rough folk, aren't they, say? But I'm sure these weren't. They were really spiritual. All I know is when one guy had a chance, he took a knife out and cut some guy's ear off. Did Peter do that? Yes or no? That's what he did. And when things weren't going his way, he started cussing. Is that true? Yes or no? That's exactly what he did. All right? That's who they were. They were casting nets. That's what they did. It's smelly. It's nasty. It's dirty. I've been there. I've watched them do this along the sea, but I watch them do it here. They're at the Sea of Galilee. That's where they what? That's where they lived, man. That's where Jesus went. Jesus met them at the boat they were in, on the shore. It's okay. He meets you right there. And you got to know that. Sometimes the church, excuse me, we've heard our calls because we've made people somehow think they've got to do this and that and the other and the other, and they can't get to Jesus because I can never be that good. I can never measure up. I don't have clothes to wear. I don't have this. I don't have that. That wasn't His message. His message was what? Repent. Follow me. And He met them in reality, right where they lived. Another R. Say that with me. Rabbi. One more time. Rabbi. Now that's what He meant. I'll be your rabbi. Now this is a little Jewish stuff here, so don't go sleep on me. Worst thing to do is a North Carolina guy talking about Jewish customs. This ain't easy. Here we go. Listen. But He was a rabbi. They wouldn't have understood Jesus like we know Him now from the Bible. They would have seen Him through the prism of their eyes. And most likely, guys, this is me thinking, but I'm thinking they're fishermen. They're doing their thing. They're in their boats. They see a rabbi, and he's just like not too high on their list. And when Jesus talked about the rabbis and the teachers of His day, they weren't too high on His list either, were they, say? And to see them up there by the Sea of Galilee, it could have been even strange. I don't know. But here He is. He's a rabbi, and that's what He meant. What do I mean? He said unto them, follow me. Follow me. That was a word that rabbis would say. Follow me. There were different sects, not cults, different views, different rabbis, different things, like denominations, Christian denominations, but different. And so He said, follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. Come and follow me. My teaching. Keep looking. And going on from thence, He saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother in the ship, and Zebedee, and immediately they were mending their nets, and He called them. Rather, He called them. He called them saying, follow me. Okay, that's what He's saying. He's the rabbi. I call you. Say this with me. I can what? Teach you. You can do what I do. Say that with me. I call you. I can teach you. You can do what I do. Did you know Jesus said a lot in His Word about loving and serving and reaching and giving and doing? And did you know you can do that? Yes or no? Jesus in you, the hope of glory, the Bible says. Are you kidding me? You can call me and you can teach me and I can do what you do? Did you know we can do that? Yes or no? Say. He met him in the real world, in reality. And his title, Rabbi, let's delve into that just a little bit. The Torah, the first five books of the Bible, it was required by any Jewish student, young person. They grew up this way, like we grew up learning our ABCs. We grew up learning 2 plus 2 is 4. We learned some multiplication, division, things like that. Did you know they grew up memorizing the Torah? Not the spiritual ones. All of them. You memorize the first five books of the Bible. You can't do that. Sure you can't. That's what you do. Everybody did that. Especially around Jerusalem. Now, as you got up towards the seashore of Galilee, I don't think they was doing it as much maybe up there. You hear me? Yes or no? It's my opinion. So all of them did that. Now, the best students, the best followers of Judaism would memorize the whole Old Testament. If they didn't memorize it, they knew it up, down, left, right, back, forth. But wait a minute. Watch now. But the chosen ones, the ones that would walk around with the rabbi, they're the best of the best. He didn't have like 500 people following him and teaching like that. Now, he did have crowds of 500. He had crowds of 5,000 when he would give a message sometime. But the ones that he had close to him, he had how many? He had a dozen of them. And they were the best of the best. But here's the funny thing is, my feeling is this. Those fishermen hadn't memorized the Torah. Those fishermen hadn't memorized the whole Old Testament. And I believe if they took a test, they were like, I don't know. That's the amazing thing. That He chose them. The amazing thing is that He chose me. That's amazing, isn't it? Say, Gary Clark, are you kidding me? You choose me? And my drunk mama, we can get in? Your blood will cover our mess? Yep. We can follow you. Our life can be changed. We can turn around and go another direction and have hope in our life and change? Yep. Isn't that a great message? Say, people, God, Jesus meets you right where you are. Listen, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, the Bible says. I found in my experience, those that want to be called and want to be noble and want to be all this kind of mess, usually are the ones that are full of themselves and don't do a whole lot in the end. They crash and burn later. You listening or not? At Fellowship Church, I'm fine with just regular folks serving Jesus Christ with me. I don't care what kind of pedigree you got whatsoever. Listen, if you got education, awesome. Why you got an education? Here's my opinion, so you can use it to reach more people for Christ. So we can sit around and brag about it. Amen? Yes or no? I don't know if you're hearing me or not on that one. But God has chosen the what? Foolish things of the world to confound the what? And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are what? Mighty. So He chose these dudes. Can you believe it or what? He chose those guys to be His disciples. Most likely, He's already His whole life He's been getting a bad rap. Jesus has. He could have certainly been more politically correct and chosen some that had some kind of pedigree and helped Himself a little, right? Yes or not? But you know what He did? He didn't care about that. He cared about people. He's going to reach people. And when He resurrects, those are the boys that's going to be left. Now, they can't do it in their own strength. And that's why we have Pentecost and the Holy Spirit. Amen? But God chose them. He chose their personality. He chose their background. He chose them to get this thing going. Amen? And then He chose a crazy man on the road to Damascus named Paul. Is that right? Yes or no? And that's where we get our Bible. From those guys and Paul, that's where your New Testament comes from, real people. Amen? Keep looking. Base things of the world, things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should what? Glory in His presence. I mean, I'm sure the disciples did sometime. And, you know, James and John, Mama wanted to know if one of them sat on the right hand or left hand of God. Remember that in the Scriptures? And that bragging, I'm sure it happens sometimes. But the beautiful thing about reaching sinners who know they're sinners, you can really reach a lot of people with people like that. You understand? Yes or no? Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Say that with me. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Can you say that with me? Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Let me tell you about the hell He brought me from. Say that with me. Let me tell you about the hell He brought me from. How about try that on people instead of saying this? Well, I grew up in church and I was Baptist all my life. That or let me tell you where He brought me from. Let me tell you what He's done in my life. I'm this denomination. I give this. I give that. Or try this. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, friend. I know where you've been. I know what you're going through. He helped me, and man, I was pathetic. He can help you. Is there a better way to do it? Say, I like Jesus' way. You hear me or not? Okay? Yeah, praise the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. Now listen, I'm done. We're out of time. We'll say that last thing together in yellow. Say it with me. Jesus came to the boat they were in. And guess what? They jumped at the chance. Daddy, we're gone! No rabbi had ever called them to do nothing. And when they got their chance, they were off and running. Amen? You have the chance to be saved. God loves you. You ought to run to Jesus Christ. To be forgiven, to have a new life, to have new hope in your life. It's incredible. You ought to run to Him. You listening? Say. Because this was no rabbi. I'll tell you right this. This was the Son of the living God. Incredible. Now, they didn't know that, but later on, they knew it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Good Word.